From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Oil markets recovered quickly from attacks on Saudi oil fields last month. It was back to business as usual after a textbook case of supply disruption, the International Energy Agency wrote in a new report out this morning. The agency also cut its forecast for oil demand for both 2019 and 2020, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The concern is about soft oil demand, even though just last month traders were fretting about supply. Attacks on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia took out the source of some 5 million barrels of crude per day. Prices spiked, recalls Ellen Wall at Transversal Consulting.
But then they quickly came back to normal and, in fact, went back down below what they'd been before the attack.
The Saudis quickly got their oil back online. But now, who's going to buy it? Demand is growing, but it's at the lowest rate in a decade. Antoine Half at the energy analytics firm Kairos says a slowing China is denting energy use around the world.
You will impact the economies that provide parts to China or that receive parts and services from China. So you do have effects on the rest of Asia. You do have effects on a country like Germany.
The fear is the world may have too much oil going into 2020. And already OPEC is hinting that it may cut output even more than it is now to bring prices up. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.